Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez and I am recording from home, sadly recording from home, very much missing the studio and Bridget's sweet face, but we are making it happen. And I'm here with Kira Zeider. Kira is a new student at the University of Arizona. So Kira, how's it going? What are you pursuing at the U of A?
It's going all right. I'm currently working under Dr. Armin Sarusian. First of all, our group is leading a major NASA mission called ACTIVATE, which is short for Aerosol Cloud Meteorology Interactions over the Western Atlantic Experiment. Since this is aerosol research is an emerging field, there's a lot of work to be done to understand all the properties of aerosols and the ways that they affect our environment. This campaign is looking into interactions between aerosol particles in clouds, which are the largest uncertainty in the simulation of climate. So for this expedition, we're obtaining one of the largest aircraft data sets that have ever been generated. And I am specifically working on using k-means clustering, which is a machine learning technique, to try and predict any patterns within that working data set. This particular method can take a really high volume of data and extract a few characteristic patterns that we can think we can tell the main sources of the aerosols that are in our study region. Aerosols are important for cloud formation because all their different properties, whether that be like how much, you know, water they can retain, like hygroscopicity, as well as how much light that they're reflecting back, all of those different things go into how clouds are formed and everything. There's a lot of properties that we don't really know. And so that's kind of the point of this, is to see specifically in this region what those properties look like and how we can predict those properties so that way we can kind of model our climate.
That's awesome. So it sounds like you have these massive data sets that have a set of different properties of the aerosol. So the different characteristics of all these different aerosols and data that's been previously collected. And then you're using a machine learning technique, is that correct, to do more robust analysis and forecasting and prediction?
Yeah, exactly. So machine learning is, you can use that with any type of program. So I'm specifically using this program MATLAB. You can use to do a lot of different things, like do stuff with vectors and matrices. And so within this specific program, it's kind of labeled as unsupervised because it's built into the machine. But basically, it's machine learning is when you have a data set and you apply a certain technique to it, and it's already built into the program. So the program itself can take all the data and extract these patterns, and then you can interpolate on that, specify different constraints to get a specific pattern for a certain variable that you're looking at, which in this case would be the size of the particles.
It's an efficient use of time as well, because machine learning can do it much faster than a human would be able to. So that's awesome. So you're learning some great things. And what do you want to do next after you get your PhD?
I'm thinking that I would like to get into industry for a bit. I'm also working on some other projects with the Center for Environmentally Sustainable Mining, and that's an area that I'm really, really interested in, specifically possibly doing environmental consulting for that. So that's kind of what I'm thinking in the immediate future. But I think eventually I really do want to get back into academia and be a professor, because I've always kind of, that's always been in the back of my mind. I want to be, you know, a professor that, like, in the future, my students can look up to. So I think having that background is really important to me.
So the next question is regards to your musical palette.
So I kind of listen to a lot of different things, some lo-fi hip hop. I've been listening to a lot of Fleetwood Mac, as well as John Mayer, specifically the Live from the Nokia Theater album, because I actually have that concert on DVD. So I just kind of pop that in and have that in the background. But otherwise, like, it's hard to pin down my favorite kind of music. I really like hard rock and metal. Like, I grew up on System of a Down and Queens of the Stone Age. So that has a special place in my heart.
Thanks so much, Kira.
Thank you so much. It's been great to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.